Hi everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are reading today from Romans chapter 1 in verse 1, and it reads this way: Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Now did you notice the very first word that was in that text? The first word we saw was a name, and that name is Paul. Now this is very important. You might think, why are you stopping and talking about Paul? Well, I want you to realize how important he is to you and to me today. The Apostle Paul is the Apostle of the Gentiles, and that means that he is God's chosen messenger to go to the world today with God's present message. You want to know what God is doing today or what God is saying today? You go to the letters of Paul to find that out. In the Old Testament, we read in the book of Haggai concerning the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message. And that means that God places as much importance on the messenger as the message that the messenger proclaims. Why is it? Because if you can discredit the messenger, you can discredit the message. And the Apostle Paul, there were many attempts to discredit him throughout his entire ministry. In the book of Acts, in the first 12 chapters, we see Satan persecuting through religious folks the 12 apostles. In the last part of the book of Acts, Acts 13 to 28, we see Satan attacking the apostle Paul. Why is that? Because Paul was the latest message that God had for the world. The 12 apostles were sent to the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel rejected that message, and so God raises up Saul of Tarsus to bring a message of grace and the message concerning the church, the body of Christ, to the world all over. And Satan then stood opposed to him. He always stands opposed to God's latest truth. And that's what we find in the letters of Paul today. And I believe that that is why Paul is so little studied or understood today, because it is in his letters where the adversary seeks to distort people and to keep them away from understanding his message. So we see he's Paul. And the other thing we learn about Paul is he says, to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1, he said that he was the chief of sinners, saved by grace. To quote the verse exactly, Paul says, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So the Apostle Paul is a demonstration of what God can do with the worst. The Apostle Paul himself wrote later in Romans, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Paul was living proof that you cannot out-sin grace. And so God takes this man, his enemy, he converts him by pure grace and sends him to the world, to you and to me, with a message that God sent his son to save sinners, to justify ungodly people. And that's us. And you and I enter in by pure grace. You know, some people think that they're sinners, they're really bad. I've heard one man recently say, you know, that Bible, I can never live up to it. I'll never live up to it. I want nothing to do with it. And this young man was just afraid that he could never be good enough. Well, you know what? That's actually the right place to be in. God saves sinners, not good people. God saves sinners, not people trying to earn their way. Think about this. God sent his son to die on a cross for your sins. He was buried and he rose again, and that was enough. The cross of Christ without you is enough to save you. Do you believe that? Here's the good news. Christ died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Don't add to that glorious message. Just believe in Christ and you will be justified. This is Dan Sheridan at CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.